I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities.
Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, puzzlers! Welcome to the Puzzler Podcast, the forgotten $5 bill in your daily puzzle pants pocket. I am your host, AJ Jacobs, and today's guest is the awesome Nagin Farsad, comedian, writer, and director, also host of the podcast Fake the Nation. Welcome, Nagin.
Hello, thanks for having me back.
We are delighted. We enjoy your puzzling. Today, we wanted to talk about the English language, because you are a podcaster, but you're also a writer and author. You
Yes.
wrote the book, How to Make White People Laugh, a delightful book. As a writer, I'm guessing you might have noticed that the English language is insane. It's a crazy language, especially the spelling.
Yes.
Are you a good speller, moderate speller?
I had a moment in my day of winning a couple of spelling bees at a very, hyper-localized level. So I'm not trying to brag or anything, but 9 or 10-year-old Nagin was doing some very good spelling.
Wow. Okay. I didn't even know that side of you. Now I'm even more impressed. Well, do you remember any of your winning words?
Oh, my God. God, no. But I think one thing that I do remember is that they were sort of like, you know, simple, like the animal, like a U or something. It would just like throw you off, but they were a simple word, a short word or something. I remember that happening
spelling?
A couple times.
That's interesting, because we've talked about U on the show, The Puzzler, because the only time you see U, E-W-E, is either in spelling bees or in crossword puzzles.
Exactly.
Like, no one goes and says, hey, look at that beautiful U. I want to.
Yeah, I've never uttered it in casual conversation.
Exactly. I felt that, was there a pun on utter, or was that just me? but as you said, U is a perfect example, because there's Y-O-U, there's E-W-E. Words are spelled in so many different ways, but pronounced sometimes all over the place. So, for instance, you might know that there are 10 different pronunciations of the letters O-U-G-H. There's tough, there's cough, there's bow, there's bow, there's not bow, there's though, there's thought. Anyway, hiccup, it goes on and on. And these are called I rhymes. So these are words that look like they should rhyme but do not. So this is a puzzle about I rhymes. These are all two-word phrases that look like they should rhyme when they're written, but they do not rhyme when they're said out loud. So if there was some hard, uncooked bread, hard-to-chew uncooked bread, that might be tough dough. So they look right. like they rhyme, but they don't.
Ooh, right. this is a one from Merriam-Webster herself. I mean, okay, let's see what I can do. But wow, all right, you're not easing me into it.
I am sorry. Well, yes, Merriam was booked, as were Funk and Wagnall. Does that still exist? Funk and Wagnall is just such a funny phrase.
Strunk and White, I believe. Strunk and Funk or something. I don't know.
But I'm here to help. Your first clue is unhurried bovine. So this is an unhurried bovine. A bovine is, sort of how now brown.
Cow, yeah.
Exactly. So one unhurried one that's not fast is a...
I mean, it's a slow cow.
It's a slow cow. Why did you say... Yes.
Yeah.
It's a slow cow.
Right, okay. Because, slow and cow look like they should rhyme, but they don't rhyme. Okay. Slow cow.
Exactly.
Okay,
that's an I rhyme.
Okay.
You think it's either slow co or slow cow, but it's slow cow. All right. What about a checkered or tartan housekeeper? This is a housekeeper who is checkered or tartan. So a housekeeper, as in.
Like a maid? Someone,
yes, a maid, exactly. Now think of something that...
Like a Scottish
AID.
Maid?
Yes, a Scottish maid who wears what on their...
A
maid in plaid. A plaid maid, exactly.
A plaid maid, okay.
You say it sometimes as if you're attentive, but you got it.
But I got it. But I know what I'm doing.
I did not know, by the way, checkered versus tartan. It's a whole thing. I looked it up. I don't know. Did you know? I didn't understand it.
I mean, I'm going to say tartan is more like plaid and checkers is more like little squares.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You got it. All right. So
I did know it was a whole thing.
Well, speaking of clothing. Here's another one. This is a hush-hush French hat. So this is a hat.
A beret.
Yes. Now this is a hush-hush one that no one knows about. It's very top. Ends in R-E-T. So you know it's going to end in R-E-T. You whisper me a blank, or tell me a blank, or
secret blank beret.
Secret beret, exactly. You got
secret
it.
Secret beret, or secret beret, as the French say.
Exactly, a secret beret. Exactly. All right, we got one more. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
This one is an animal boob. The boob of an animal might be...
The boob of an animal. I mean, is it an... It's not udder or that we just talked about. No.
No.
Yes, no.
I put that in your mind. No,
yeah,
this is more
like...
Mind. Like, you know, a very common synonym for boob.
Breast.
Blank milk or blank... Yes.
The breast of an animal. This is suddenly... this is a pornographic show, suddenly. What are
you
we doing?
You took it there.
I was told this was the puzzler.
Listen, as I say, we are very wholesome. This is just something that exists in nature.
Okay. All right. Got you. Okay.
But this is like a blank of burden, or beauty in the blank might be something.
Yes. The breast, the beast breast.
You got it. Beast breast. Right?
Beast breast.
Yes.
Why does beast every... breast. It just feels so wrong because when now that you're talking about how like similar they look, you know, that they should be the same sounding word, it feels very weird to say them next to each other.
Well, yes, that's what we're here for, to make you feel weird.
Yeah, to make my mouth feel really weird.
But I think it is instructive of how crazy the English language is.
Because
it should be beast breast, or it should be best breast.
Yeah,
it should be one of those two.
I don't know. My who do we talk to about this? Do I send an email to my senator? Who can I talk to about this? I want to change it. I don't like it. There, I don't like it.
I am so glad you're passionate as I am about this. I will say Ben Franklin, he wanted to reform spelling, so maybe write to him or something.
Yeah, man, we should have listened to that guy.
Sometimes, yeah. Not all the time.
Not all the time. Not all the time.
He was the best of them, in my opinion. That's my humble opinion. Well, thank you, Nagin. You did great. Where can people find more of your content, whether it's rhyming or iRhyming or neither?
Oh, gosh. Folks, I think you should totally subscribe to Fake the Nation wherever you get your podcast. And if you happen to be a fan of animation, you can see me on the Adult Swim show, Bird Girl. It's available on HBO Max or Max. And it's a really fun show. And there's a couple of seasons up there. So a lot to like sink your teeth into. I am Meredith the Mind Taker. And I really enjoy
that
show.
Love it. All right. And we can hear you there. We can't see you there, but we can hear you there. Before we wrap up, as always, for the puzzlers at home, an extra credit puzzle. This is top-notch food for a carnivore. Something a carnivore would really love. You will get the answer to the extra credit of the next episode. And by the way, our intro phrase, the one about the forgotten $5 bill in your pants, that comes from puzzler listener Brandon Weathers. So thank you, Brandon. And folks, if you have your own ideas for intro phrases, please go to thepuzzler.com and send them to us, and we'll try to read them on air. And also, one last bit of puzzler news. My new book is coming out soon on May 7th. It's called The Year of Living Constitutionally, and it's about the puzzle of democracy. I attempt to follow the original meaning of the Constitution from 1789. We're talking muskets, quill pens, quartering soldiers. The pre-publication reviews have been very kind. Booklist calls it fascinating and necessary, and who am I to disagree? So please, pre-order The Year of Living Constitutionally if you can. It makes a huge amount of difference for the success of the book. The link is in the show notes on your podcast app. And get ready for some Constitution-themed puzzles coming soon. We'll meet you here tomorrow for more puzzling puzzles that will puzzle you puzzlingly.
Hey, puzzlers. Greg Pliska here, up from the Puzzle Lab with the extra credit answer from our previous episode. Nagin Farsad was our guest, and she played Television Newt, in which each answer is the name of a television news program with one letter changed. Your extra credit clue was, this is a PBS investigative documentary series about the first half of a golf course. And that, of course, is Front Nine, one letter changed from Front Line. After you finish your round of golf, you should turn on the Puzzler and join us.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, It gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.